I've talked to you guys a couple times about the allocable share bill. You know, I didn't really get an answer to my questions at all from the Attorney General. They were questions that were asked in committee. I didn't even get a letter saying that because of the case, I can't answer these questions, or, you know, not even a, I can answer these, but not these, you know, not any kind of response other than informally saying that there isn't anything that's going to change what's happened. And the potential loss are for things that didn't occur in 2003, 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. And I think part of the interest in addressing allocable share this year would be, is there an offer on the table to make all this go away, to reduce the state's exposure? And, you know, the answer that I got is not that it's worth considering, or words to that effect. And I'll go back to, there's nothing in the judge's opinion, and it's not that long, anybody can read it, that says that allocable passage of allocable share had anything to do with the state losing $70 million. You know, and let's talk about why people aren't in the master settlement agreement. They weren't in existence prior to the master settlement agreement. You know, and so there's some disagreement here as to whether people who weren't in business prior to the master settlement agreement should be subject to provisions that, you know, that the large manufacturers agreed to because they allied to the American public. And that's the basis for the monies that flowed back to the states to begin with about their product.